local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now, 5 o'clock hour, hour number 2 on a Monday. Joe and Gracie with you here on News Radio 92.3. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Always appreciate your texts, your traffic tips, and your good conversation. We certainly enjoy it as we get you covered with everything going on in the world today. And still keeping our eye on the weather, both here locally and what's going on out in the Atlantic Basin, as we do have now Tropical Storm Brett that has formed in the Atlantic. It's continuing a westward, northwestward push here. And just looking at the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center, they're forecasting it to strengthen into a hurricane right around midday Wednesday and continue as a hurricane towards the Dominican Republic, where it is forecast to weaken into a tropical storm prior to landfall by the Dominican Republic at around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So that is the current forecast track. Of course, subject to change. A lot could change between now and then, even between now and the next advisory in about 4 hours. So we're still, though, keeping track on that as we have Tropical Storm Brett now, the second named storm of this Atlantic hurricane season. One of our top three stories today, the other, involves a British billionaire who is among the five people missing on board a mini sub used to explore the wreck of the Titanic, and it is a race against time now as the Coast Guard is actively searching.
We have to assume that anything is possible at this point, and so we're bringing to bear a number of different assets.
So Hamish Harding is the British billionaire that his family says is on the vessel that went missing in the depths of the Atlantic Ocean as of this morning. The expedition is run by U.S.-based OceanGate Expeditions and launched from the coast of Newfoundland. So this is one of these very high-end tourist excursions. The submarine can carry five people, so there are five people on board. And the Coast Guard says they have about 72 hours worth supply of oxygen. And so they don't know where this sub is. It was either on its way to the Titanic or it was on its way back from the Titanic, but it's somewhere in the North Atlantic and nobody knows where it is. And it's just my worst nightmare. I can't imagine being in that sub. I don't even know if they know that they're missing. I don't know how that works, or if they just lost all communication, or what? How that's going on? But the Coast Guard actively looking for that submarine. The third top story today: former President Trump ordered not to disclose evidence relating to his classified documents case. Federal judge's order blocks Trump from releasing information from the case with reporters or on social media. Also allows Trump to see evidence collected in the case, including classified documents, but only in the presence of his attorneys. Some local headlines here. A burglary at the Miracle League facilities from over the weekend. The Escambia Sheriff's Office looking for suspects. If you have any information, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers. It happened at their facility over on Nine Mile Road over the weekend. Some of their mission-critical tools, such as miter saw, air compressor, blower, hand tools, those were all stolen over the weekend from the Miracle League of Pensacola. The sheriff's office also looking for a missing, possibly endangered woman since yesterday. 37-year-old Margaret Hull was last seen on Beulah Road. She has blue eyes, and was last seen wearing a yellow shirt. Her photo was posted to the Escambia Sheriff's Office social media pages, including Facebook. If you have any information, you can contact the Sheriff's Office, 436-9620. More local headlines right after a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, the roads are looking good with I-10 to I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, you see an accident, have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
We continue to be in a cloudy, rainy weather pattern with a chance that a thunderstorm will pop up and maybe even reach severe limits. We've seen flooding rains. The ground is saturated. We've got to watch out for flooding. Looking out for that. Some storms may be strong at times, and this high rain chance continues all the way through the week and into the weekend as well. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s, overnight lows in the 70s. Red flags are flying along area beaches as deadly rip currents are occurring. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do still have some light rain throughout Pensacola, as well as Gulf Breeze, Navarre, and Pensacola Beach. And we do have some heavy rain just north of Mobile that's making its way towards Pensacola. So expect some heavier rain coming later this evening. If you do see, again, anything on the roads, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line. And this traffic report and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Couple more local headlines. Santa Rosa County on Thursday. Leaders there are expected to vote on a pro-life month resolution for the month of June.
The great part about it, that if we today declare Santa Rosa County the month of June pro-life month, we will be the first county in the state of Florida that leads this effort.
That's Commissioner James Calkins, who says it would be a great way to mark the one-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which he called, quote, one of the greatest moments in U.S. history. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, area law enforcement agencies and first responders are putting their donut cravings on hold. That's because it's the sixth annual donut strike for Manna food pantries.
Last year alone, Manna helped over 60,000 people, and the majority of them were children. So this is a great opportunity for the public to give to Manna.
So each day between 3 and 6 in the afternoon, officers and firefighters are going to be out at participating grocery stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties collecting food donations. And Executive Director Dee Dee Flaunlocker says there's an even greater demand this summer as costs for food and other essentials are continuing to rise. A look around the state of Florida today. Governor Ron DeSantis bringing his presidential campaign to the West Coast. Speaking in Nevada first, DeSantis compared his track record in Florida to what he calls the insanity of Biden's America.
And we can't let our country descend into some type of dumpster fire of woke ideology. And that's not going to happen on my watch.
Also, he held a private fundraising breakfast event in Sacramento today.
And we're already looking at possible tropical storms and things for this season. Well, insurance adjusters are still adding up the damages from Hurricane Ian in Florida. The state's Office of Insurance Regulation is now reporting that nearly $17 billion in insured losses are close to $740,000 claims.
Miami's mayor says he wears the skepticism those have for his presidential run as a badge of honor.
If I wasn't someone who was a serious candidate, if I didn't have a real chance at changing the conversation and creating the momentum necessary to lead this country, they wouldn't be talking about me.
So Francis Suarez said he believes he can beat former President Trump for the GOP nod and pointed to Hillary Clinton beating Trump by a significant number in Miami-Dade County back in 2016. He says right now his current priority is just being on the stage for the first GOP debate on August 23rd.
And a new report says that Florida has one of the best economies in the nation. WalletHub surveyed all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. and ranked them best are based on a variety of economic performance factors. Florida came in 13th place overall. It ranked third in economic health.
One more here. The week off to a successful start for SpaceX. The company launched a rocket just after 6 yesterday evening at Cape Canaveral. The Falcon 9 rocket was carrying a communication satellite for the Indonesian government.
And it's 5:20 right now. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more national headlines as well as a look at sports right here on News Radio 92.3 on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday, even though it's been pretty gloomy and rainy weather all throughout today. Hopefully it's still a great start to your week. We are going to be taking a quick look at the traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We don't have any major slowdowns throughout our area, but if you do see something on the roads, you see an accident, you have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do still have some light rain throughout Pensacola, as well as a little bit throughout Garcon Point and into Pace. But we are seeing some heavier rain coming through Mobile and Saraland currently, just making its way through right now, and most likely coming towards Pensacola. So just keep that in mind that we may be seeing some heavier rain later this evening. It's 78 right now in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze, and we still do have a flood watch in effect for the rest of this evening. This traffic and weather is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they are located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at national headlines, deadly weekend, violent weekend across the U.S. on this Father's Day weekend. Five people dead, dozens more injured, and more than 20 people were shot, one to death at a gathering near Chicago. Other shootings claimed victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and in Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on state police barracks.
Also, the FBI and multiple state agencies are investigating after dozens of letters containing suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. 90 such letters have been reported across the state in recent days. And ABC News reports that the substance tested so far aren't considered explosive nor a biohazard.
We got more severe weather on the way, not just for our listening area, but in other parts of the country too. In Oklahoma, more than 200,000 people in the dark after the severe weather left tornado level damage over the weekend, and excessive heat warnings are in place, including areas of Texas and Louisiana, where it could be as hot as 120 degrees in some areas.
A sentencing phase in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting trial in Pittsburgh will begin next Tuesday. The jury returned guilty verdicts on all 63 charges that happened on Friday. Robert Bowers was convicted in the shooting deaths of 11 people that happened in October of 2018.
Coastal communities will receive $600 million in investments from the Biden administration to fight climate change. Biden made the announcement today after touring a nature preserve in Palo Alto, California. The investments will be funded by Biden's climate and infrastructure bills and is intended to fight rising sea levels, storm surge, and tidal hurricanes.
And New Jersey Senator Cory Booker wants to create a commission to study the possibility of reparations of African Americans across the nation. The senator spoke to the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice in the Juneteenth ceremony. Booker says that the commission would study the impact of slavery and discrimination of African Americans that they're still facing today.
And U.S. and China working to stabilize their relationship. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a news conference with reporters at about 6 o'clock a.m. our time.
Both the United States and China have an obligation to manage this relationship responsibly. Doing so serves the best interests of the United States, of China, indeed, of the world.
China, though, rejecting a U.S. offer to set up a direct military line of communication between Washington and Beijing, which is a priority goal for the Biden administration.
And federal officials are the Israeli government's plan for more than 4,000 new housing units in West Bank. The State Department says that U.S. opposes the actions that two-state solutions make it more difficult to achieve. And Israeli government announced that there are changes to the settlement housing process is happening this week, which will make it easier for Israel to increase its settlements to on the West Bank.
And just shy of the 5:30, the Fox News update here. Just quickly, our top three stories before we get to the Fox News update. It's a race against time to try to recover the mini sub that has gone missing in the Atlantic. The sub was took off from the coast of Newfoundland, a high-end tourism sub that had five people on board, including a British billionaire, has gone missing since early this morning. The Coast Guard says that the sub has about 72 hours worth of oxygen for those on board as they are trying to locate it. The sub was either on the way to or on the way from the wreckage of the Titanic in the North Atlantic. Also, the National Hurricane Center's has now formed in the Atlantic. It's got max speeds of 40 miles per hour right now. Your Money Now is after Fox News. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
John Saucier, rescuers still searching for a tourist vessel that was headed for the wreck of the Titanic this weekend. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Marger says the search being done above and underwater.
The location of the search is approximately 900 miles east of Cape Cod. In a water depth of roughly 13,000 feet.
The Coast Guard going on to say there are five people aboard as they continue their search. President Biden's in Palo Alto, California, announcing a $600 million investment in the state's climate initiatives. The president blames climate change for wildfires in Canada that sent smoke into the United States.
Across the East Coast and Midwest, we saw what you've already seen here in California. Millions of Americans sheltering indoors. The air not safe to breathe. Orange haze covering the sky.
The president will spend the next couple days in the San Francisco Bay Area doing some campaign fundraising. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Can certain personality traits explain investors' risk tolerance and investment decisions? They might. Specifically, researchers have found that two personality traits, neuroticism and openness, significantly affect how investors perceive the economy, financial markets, and their likelihood to buy stocks or stock funds, with those who are less neurotic and more open tending to have a higher allocation to equities. They also found that agreeableness wasn't important when it comes to investment beliefs or decisions, since it tends to be correlated with other economic outcomes like success in negotiating wages. It's full-blown wedding season with nuptials more wired than ever, but that doesn't mean smartphones and social media are welcome. Wedding tech etiquette starts well before the actual event. Be sure to read the wedding website, which usually details everything the invite leaves out. Learn the camera rules. Last year, 45% of couples surveyed by The Knot didn't want guests using smartphones during the ceremony. The stock market is closed today. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth, aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The Suns' trade for Bradley Beal might not make much sense from a team-building perspective. Beal's an outstanding perimeter scorer on a team that already has Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. The Suns' bigger problem seems to be matching the Denver Nuggets' size. But the Suns had to try something. They don't have a lot of options. Durant is 34. It's now or never. They don't have time to build a team the right way. They need to take a risk, and Beal seems like the highest upside risk out there. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Hey guys, you hear that? That's the sound of you doing nothing about your hair loss. And the longer you let this go, the worse your hair loss will get. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time to take action. And Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. You heard that right. You can get your real hair back permanently. All you have to do is send them a text, and they'll send you an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card. So text the word FULL to 200-300 right now, and let Bosley show you for free just how good your hair could look. Bosley has been giving men their hair back permanently for nearly 50 years. These guys are stone-cold experts, way ahead of the curve with the latest hair restoration technology. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. You are going to love what they'll do for your hair. So don't wait another day. Text FULL to 200-300 right now for your free information kit and a $250 off gift card. Text the word FULL to 200-300. Text FULL to 200-300 now.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave mine. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
536 on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Good Monday, even though it has been a pretty rainy day. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get to our sports headlines. We are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. Nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 throughout Pace or Milton, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just always feel free to give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
We are stuck in a weather pattern with cloudy weather, rainy weather, and at times strong thunderstorms. Looks like this isn't breaking up anytime soon either. Super high rain chances basically continue all week long and even into the weekend. Sometimes these storms pop up, bring flooding rains as well as severe storms. That's what we're going to continue to watch for. We've got a flood watch in effect. Occasionally we're seeing warnings. And along the coast, we have deadly rip currents occurring now. Red flags are flying. The Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yep, we do still have a rain throughout our area. That is going to be a heavy rain making its way through Saraland and Mobile, moving southeast kind of towards Pensacola. So just keep that in mind. Later this evening, we probably are going to be seeing some heavier rain. And we do still have a flood watch in effect until 1 a.m. This evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With Avalon HR, so much is going on. You need Avalon employing made easy. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So just a quick recap, Tom, three stories today. A race against time. The U.S. Coast Guard leading the search for a tourist submarine off from the coast of Newfoundland towards the Titanic site. And that submarine that had five people on board is now missing. They had about 96 hours of oxygen at any given time, so I'm not sure how long exactly they would have left now. A lot of media reports saying it's around 72 hours at this point, but the Coast Guard is leading the efforts to try to locate this submarine using both water and air vessels there. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Brett has now formed out in the Atlantic. It's carrying max wind speeds of 40 miles per hour and continuing to move in a general west-northwest direction. Former President Trump ordered not to disclose evidence relating to his classified documents case. He can't release information to reporters or on social media. He can see evidence collected in the case, including classified documents, but only if he is in the presence of his attorneys. Taking a look around the world of sports right now, Major League Baseball, kind of a light scheduled travel day for a lot of teams here tonight. The Braves and the Rays are both off. The Marlins are hosting the Blue Jays today. That game starts in like 30 seconds. Top of the ninth right now, the Cardinals leading the Nationals 8-6, and the Royals and Tigers just getting underway. That game is on ESPN Plus tonight. On ESPN in about 20 minutes, the second game of today's College World Series matchups, and it's a good one. Top-seeded Wake Forest taking on fifth-seeded LSU. Both teams unbeaten so far. It's a double elimination tournament. Earlier today, Tennessee beat Stanford 6-4 in an elimination game. Look at sports headlines now in the NBA. It's a busy week for the association. The NBA draft is Thursday, Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The Spurs will have the number one pick, and they will take Victor Wembanyama from France. Alabama's Brandon Miller expected to go second, and also Scoot Henderson from G League is expected to fill out the rest of the top three. Draymond Green's days as a Warrior may be over. He is declining his player option of over $27 million to enter free agency. Now he can still talk with the Warriors, or he can explore free agency as well as sign and trade deals there. Health, Business, and Science notes today. Soldiers who pass the old U.S. Navy body fat test may fail the new one. And many have been critical of the old tape test that measured men around the neck and abdomen and women around the neck, waist, and hips as outdated and inaccurate. Well, now all soldiers of any gender will all be taped around the navel to calculate their body fat.
And the SEC and Binance are agreeing to avoid the full freeze of the platform to keep American customers' assets in the U.S. It comes as an ongoing lawsuit filed by the SEC accuses the crypto company of conducting an illegal security exchange. According to the consent order, all assets from Binance platform will remain protected in the U.S. and will not move over shores.
More than 6 in 10 U.S. employers like the 4-day work week. Job seeker website Resume Builder polled nearly 1,000 employers and found that 20% already have a 4-day work week. Another 41% said that they plan to implement it, at least on a trial basis. If the 4-day work week ever becomes standard, it would be the biggest change to the nation's work schedule since 1926, when automaker Henry Ford adopted the 5-day work week. Gracie, you have any thoughts on the 4-day work week? As you hear that, would you be in favor of a 4-day, 10-hour schedule with 3 days off?
If that was a schedule I was working with, I think I would like that. I kind of do longer days anyway, I feel like. So to get a 3-day weekend, I feel like that'd be easier to go somewhere, get other stuff done. It's too hard to get stuff done on the weekend with just 2 days.
Yeah. I think. 850-437-1620 is the number. Let us know what you think. If you're currently working a job that has 4-day work weeks, let us know what you think. Is it really awesome? Is it not as good as it maybe sounds or what you thought it would be? Let us know. 437-1620. A new poll suggests parents should take their child's stomach pain more seriously. According to C.S. Mott's Children's Hospital, parents do not seek doctor's advice when stomach complaints become regular. While pediatricians say stomach pain can be a sign of important emotional health concerns, and parents should give their child a safe space to express their feelings.
Hackers are threatening to leak 80 gigabytes of confidential data from Reddit. The Black Cat ransomware gang claims that they stole the information during a breach in February, according to the post in the dark web reviewed by CNN. The post says that they demand $4.5 million in exchange for them deleting the data, but have received no response yet.
Looking at some pop culture and soft news headlines today, a 27-year-old New Jersey man charged with assault for allegedly throwing a cell phone at Bebe Rexha at her show in New York City. Video from the incident at the rooftop at Pier 17 shows a cell phone being chucked from the crowd and hitting the 33-year-old singer in the face before she falls to her knees. She got checked out at a local hospital and told her fans on Instagram today that she is A-okay.
And although this Juneteenth is the last day to see the original Emancipation Proclamation document in person at the National Archives for a while, the museum says that soon it'll be on permanent display. Plans are in the works to have it displayed permanently alongside the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Curators are now working on the best way to ensure the document is preserved and maintained for visitors to see all year round.
And Meghan Markle and Prince Harry apparently in the crosshairs as it relates to their podcast dealings. According to Pod News, Meghan Markle apparently fakes her interviews on her podcast Akatypes. The show's interviews are apparently done by Markle's staff, and the audio of her voice asking questions is edited in later. The podcast was part of Archwell Media, which she and Prince Harry own. They also recently decided to part ways with Spotify after reportedly not producing enough podcasts to earn their $20 million contract. I saw this because, you know, originally I saw this story on Friday that they and Spotify had reached a mutual agreement to end the relationship. And I had the, you know, in my mind, Michael Scott, when Jan breaks it off with him and, you know, says, anytime somebody says it's mutual, it's not. But in this case, it was not so mutual. I think Spotify was sick and tired of the fact that they were being paid millions and millions of dollars and weren't producing any podcasts. Yeah. So they said, get lost. That's what happened.
I think so for sure. And like, they're kind of talked out on their royal, you know, situation. You don't you don't really care about their day to day. You kind of just care about what they did royally. And we have a documentary.
We have a lot of information.
We have more books coming on the way. We don't need a podcast. So going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to more wacky and weird headlines. We are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays, as well as 98, not showing anything to slow you down throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. For weather, we do have some light rain throughout our area. That is going to include light rain throughout Gulf Breeze proper, Pensacola Beach, as well as Gulf Shores fully. And we are seeing some heavier rain making its way into Pensacola. That is a big cluster of thunderstorms that's right now over Mobile and Saraland. But heading southeast, looks like it's going to definitely hit West Pensacola, as well as possibly other parts of Pensacola into Garçon Point. So just keep that in mind and expect some heavier rain coming later this evening. It is 78 right now in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. And we still do have a flood watch in effect until the rest of this evening, with a low of 73 for this evening. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3.
A few texters weighing in on the four-day work week. One says, that's cute. I do 5 12-hour days. So I don't think a 4x10 is in that person's purview anytime soon. Another says, I would do the four-day work week if I could choose my 4 days. I feel like if everybody has the same day off, it defeats the purpose, such as making appointments. If everybody's trying to get an appointment on the same day, that is not helpful. I would imagine that companies do kind of like a rotating thing, where maybe it's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and maybe they just like alternate weeks or something. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe one month you get the Friday off, the other month you get the Monday off, or something like that. And another texter says, a 5-day work week is horrible and causes more stress and burnout. Amen. If you think about it, a 4-day work week out of 7 is still the majority. Like my mother has always said, a 3-day weekend should consist of 1 day of play, 1 day of housework and chores, and 1 day for resting. So good stuff there. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. By the way, obviously a lot of stuff about storms. You know, we've had our fair share, and hopefully, you know, the real strong stuff is out of the way. But in Texas, they've been hit pretty hard, and I saw this and I lost it. It was hilarious. So there's a weather enthusiast in Waco, Texas, and you see, like, you know, the storm chasers and things like that, and, you know, they're chasing tornadoes or whatever, but this guy decided that he was just gonna go film himself doing a live report from his backyard, and this is what it sounded like as soon as he got outside.
Recording live in the backyard.
That was the weather report.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Well, I was kind of jumping this past weekend, or even Thursday night. I was, like, shaking a little bit just because some of the cracks were so loud.
I told you last week that the pastor at the church I go to, his house was actually directly hit by lightning on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you know, yesterday at church, he kind of gave a little bit more of the story, is that, you know, there was like the loud crack, the loud boom, sounded like an explosion. But he was actually doing dishes at the time, and his hands were like in the water at the time. And so he felt like this jolt go through and, you know, kind of knocked him back a little bit, like not far enough on the ground. His cell phone was in his pocket. He thought that, you know, his cell phone was completely fried or whatever. So, yeah, I just had to laugh at that that audio of the guy, you know, just trying to do a report, you know, amateur report, trying to get some views and let everybody know what's going on. And then next thing you know, he's peeing his pants.
Oh, my goodness.
5:50. We'll take our final break of the hour, come back with some more wacky stuff and some good news to finish out, and a recap of how it went in the movie theaters. That's all coming back. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211, a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs, warm vocals, an infectious groove, and fresh sound. This week at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, just shy of 5:55 on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at our traffic and weather together before we see what's going on and what happened in the movie theaters this weekend, as well as some wacky, weird stories and some good news. We are looking great on our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola and Pace and Milton. But if you do see something on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850 0262611. 911. For weather, we do still have a flood watch in effect. That's going to be in effect until 1 a.m. this evening with a low of 73 this evening and some rain. We do have rain making its way out of our area as well as into our area. So we're kind of in a little bit of a lull in most parts of Pensacola, still seeing some rain throughout Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, and Gulf Shores. But we do have heavy rain making its way through Saraland and Mobile, as well as Atmore and Century, getting some rain right now. It's making its way through Pensacola. So expect some heavier weather coming later this evening. If you do see anything else on our roads, you have any updates, always feel free to call the traffic line 850-262-6111, or you can text if you're able to 850-437-1620. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
It's kind of interesting as I'm, you know, listening to the weather there, and we've been watching the radars and all that stuff. There was some heavier bands that were kind of pushing southeast, and looks like they've around, you know, northwest Florida, like just like the very tip there along the state line, is that they've kind of been dissipating out, which is kind of weird. Heavy stuff over Mobile Bay right now, but here in northwest Florida, yeah, there's a couple of very small cells showing some strong rain, but for the most part, you know, it's kind of weird that it looks like it's just reaching Florida and then it's kind of just losing strength. I don't know if there's any sort of phenomenon or if what I'm even talking about makes sense, but I don't know what's up with that. Yep.
I do want to say, I don't want to jinx it or anything, yeah, but just hoping that this week isn't like last week.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, this time, we had a thunderstorm severe warning, right, on Monday?
Yeah.
We have one every day last week.
It was like every day.
So I'm crossing my fingers. If this moves out and we don't get one,
right,
hopefully we'll be on a good track for the rest of the week.
And what I'm always curious about, too, is, you know, when the storm is like in southern Alabama or maybe Mississippi and it's like kind of moving in our general direction, is I always like to see, okay, what alerts are in that area, those areas, mm-hmm, and see, okay, well, they're seeing tornado warnings but there hasn't really been any throughout this afternoon. So yeah, maybe some showers and then we all move on with our lives, at least for tonight as well. By the way, you know, one of the top stories, it was, you know, led the news on ABC, just a really weird, bizarre story involving a tourist submarine that it's an 8-day excursion, and I was doing a little bit more reading on this. So it costs you $250,000 for a seat on this thing. It carries five people. One is the captain, and there's three tourists, and then one that's kind of like your guide or your expert or whatever. And so the total trip cost, it's 8 days, $250,000 a seat, and the sub went missing about an hour and a half after sent. So that's when it lost contact, and now it's at the bottom of the Atlantic somewhere. And I mean, you know, you think, well, maybe it's close to the Titanic. But I mean, you have no idea where that thing is. No idea whatsoever. And you've got Coast Guard crews, you've got, you know, the planes that are using both, you know, sonar, radar, they're, you know, bouncing signals off the bottom and, you know, probably looking at around 72 hours, I think, is what the reports are for the oxygen level left that these people have. So, you know, it really is a race against time to see if they can't find this thing and if they can't get it back up to the surface before they run out of oxygen. Just an absolutely bizarre, scary situation.
Sounds
there.
Like a nightmare.
Absolutely a nightmare of the highest order. 5:59 right now. Didn't get to a whole lot of good or wacky stuff here, but we'll save that for next hour. It's Pensacola right now on a Monday. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll see in about 12 minutes for a look at everything going on weather-wise, non-weather-wise. Keeping your eye on the tropics as we have Tropical Storm Brett now.